And if you would like to open your Bibles in Acts chapter 11, verses 19 to 26, this is a well-known text, biblical text, that describes how the church in Antioch had formed. And as we are heading in this journey towards becoming a multi-congregational church, we are going to experience the Antioch model and the Jerusalem model in one church. And Daniel is mainly going to preach about the Antioch model. Now, those who had been scattered by the persecution that broke out when Stephen was killed traveled as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch, spreading the word only among Jews. Some of them, however, men from Cyprus and Cyrene, went to Antioch and began to speak to Greeks also, telling them the good news about the Lord Jesus. The Lord's hand was with them, and a great number of people believed and turned to the Lord. News of this reached the ears of the church in Jerusalem, and they sent Barnabas to Antioch. When he arrived and saw what the grace of God had done, he was glad and encouraged them all to remain true to the Lord and with all their hearts. He was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and faith, and great number of people were brought to the Lord. Then Barnabas went to Tarsus to look for Saul, and when he found him, he brought him to Antioch. So for a whole year, Barnabas and Saul met with the church and taught great numbers of people. The disciples were called Christians first at Antioch. Amen. Daniel, would you like to come?
I bring greetings in the name of the Lord, and I am more dependent of the Holy Spirit today than other times. I know the Holy Spirit will lead the languages. And if you remember Acts chapter 2, when the Holy Spirit give them the gift of speaking in tongues. I will speak in English today. I'm not very happy for what happened in Tower of Babel, because there the languages was mixed and create new languages. I would like to have just one language, but God knows better than us what is needed for this earth. I bring greetings from my family. My wife, Felicia, and my son, Nathan. We are in a process of transition after 25 years of ministry in Constanța. We decide to move in Bucharest for two reasons. First of all, I'm teaching at the Baptist Theological Seminary in Bucharest. And second, the airport. The airport is there, and I'm flying often, very often. In Europe and US, not so much, but most in Europe. And we're in the process of transition, and I will appreciate your prayers for us. Really, we're between us now. We already gave the first payment in Bucharest for a house, but we cannot sell the house in Constanța. And we have just 2 months. And we pray God will make a miracle in order to not lose 5,000 euro. It's good to be with you and speak from the Word of God. After the Lord Jesus Christ went to heaven, there was a visible presence on the earth as a testimony of the God character. And this is the church. There's no visible presence on the earth who will reflect God character. We are. the church. The church and the family are the visible presence, a reflection of God's character. But before he went to heaven, he told his disciples to do something. The church is not a resting place. We talked yesterday about sleeping in the church. And I told some people, I'm glad you start 10:30 because it's better to sleep home than sleep in the church. The church is not a resting place. In one sense, yes, we receive peace from God in our souls. The church, it's a church in action. The church is a congregation who will do something. And what we will do? What must we do? Make disciples. We have just one purpose, to make disciples. And this is a collective responsibility, but also a personal responsibility. Sometimes we treat this command as a personal responsibility. You should do disciples, or just collective responsibility. How does a church making discipleship looks like? Today I would like to speak about disciple making church. In the first chapter of the Acts, of the book of Acts, we have described, not in details, but enough to understand the life of two churches, Jerusalem and Antioch. It's like God opened the door to let us to look inside the church, to see what's happened there, to see the life of the church. The church in Jerusalem was the mother church, the first church that exists on the earth after the Pentecost. This church carried the command of Jesus to make disciples. To make disciples in each day. And when you are looking to the first church, the Jerusalem church, you will realize how active was this church. Sometimes when we are thinking to a church, a very vibrant church, we are thinking to Jerusalem church. 3,000 people came to the Lord. Wonderful. We want this. We want this building to be full. We want to be, we want more people to listen to the gospel, to came to the Lord, to follow the Lord. Jerusalem church was this type of church. But after a while, Jerusalem church limited his ministry to make disciples only in Jerusalem. I think they miss something. They hear about Matthew 28, but they forget about Acts chapter 1, verse 8. They received the command, but they forget about the strategy, about the moving. Church is a moving congregation. We are all time, we are moving. We are moving in the world. We are spread the gospel. We are a proclamation gathering. What will happen to the Great Commission? Will be the message of gospel preached just in Jerusalem? the Lord failed choosing Jerusalem church and the disciples? No. No. When our comfort and culture become more important than the Great Commission, we became a social religious entity, but not a true church. When our comfort and culture became more important than the Great Commission, we became a social religious entity, but not a true church. A true church will exist to accomplish God's dream for this world. God allowed persecution, and they are forced to scatter. Acts chapter 8. Because God is not so interested in your comfort, first of all. God's interest, it's for His will, for His glory. He wants the church to be and to do what He intended. This is how the church of Antioch, the second church whose life is described in more detail in the book of Acts, was born. And in chapter 11, the text you heard read by Daniel, we have described the church of Antioch, the life of the church in Antioch. We can describe this church as a dynamic church. We can describe this church as a living church. We can describe this church, a church with impact. But I think it can be better described as a disciple-making church. And in this morning, I would like to look in this passage. The Holy Spirit gave us this passage to be like a mirror. We look in the Bible and we will check, evaluate ourselves if we are a disciple-making church. Quick, simply, the Antioch church did nothing different than the Jesus said to the disciples in Matthew 28. Each of the three elements presented in Matthew 28, we found in this text. Jesus told them, make disciples by going, baptizing, and teaching. And this was a process they really apply in their church life. We do not have to invent the process. It's not something very complicated. We just have to apply it. But how does a disciple-making church look like? And I will look in the text and just emphasize the major ideas in this text. First, they go and preach. Then the first truth, the first element who will describe a disciple-making church is this. A disciple-making church, it's a church with a missional purpose and missional actions. A disciple-making church, it's a church with a missional purpose and missional actions. They arrive in Antioch. They arrive there, and they not think, first of all, what place they can rent. You know, when we start the church, our first thinking, I'm not sure how it's here, but in Romania, it's, oh, where we can rent a place for meat. Oh, they not think, oh, we need to build a building. The first thing for them, how to preach the gospel. They are on the streets. They are in the middle of people because the church is not the building. The church, we are the church. The believers, the congregation, we are the church. The relation with God through Jesus, it's what will define us as a church. They began to preach, to share the gospel. A disciple making church, it's a church with a missional purpose and missional actions. It is not an inwardly oriented in the ministry. So often we are thinking inside. How is the preacher? He has a tie. How was the music? How was the fellowship? Everything for us. This church, they had a different paradigm, different approach from inside to outside. Because their orientation was a missional in purpose and also missional in action. It does not limit it, their ministry geographically or ethnically. But was open to engage in the God-created opportunities for the ministry. They not limited the ministry geographically and ethnically. When God opened a door, what we will do? We will follow His direction. We will enter on that door. Naturally, we will talk and preach the gospel to our nation. First of all, they preach the gospel to Jews because it's something natural. How I told yesterday, if I will meet with a Romanian, I not see a sense to speak in English if I can speak in Romania. First of all, to ours, but they not limited their mission geographically and ethnically. The church is for everybody, no matter the color of the skin, no matter the ethnicity, doesn't matter the social position. We are the church. The church is one body, a diversity who will act in unity. This is the church. This is not a static, but moving. Proclaiming the gospel, it is not an event, but a lifestyle. They not went there and post the poster, we have an event, come here. We invite you. The Antioch Church understood everything they done was for one purpose, make disciples. And this is not a static process, it's a moving. It's not an event, but it's a lifestyle. And I'm praying for me, for our churches in Romania, in Europe, for you, for the church, everywhere. God help us to not lose the purpose. And our actions, our strategy, our life to reflect our desire to be connect and obedient to the this command. This is the first thing. The second in the text, Lord add the new believers and they baptize. What Jesus Christ said to the disciples? Baptizing. We make disciple baptizing. The baptism means identify with Christ, but also you will identify, unite, connect with the believers. You not choose everybody in the congregation. After you been accepted in the congregation, we will know most of the people. Sometimes you will say, oh, I'm not sure if it's the good place for me here. But integration, unite with Christ and integration in the congregation, it's a second element of Great Commission. Let me to put in this way. A disciple-making church, it's a church where the new believers are accepted, helped, and integrate into the assembly. A disciple-making church, it's a church where the new believers are accepted, helped, and integrate into the assembly. You will say a very simple thing is this. Interesting, the Antioch church don't ask the sinners to become holy before receiving the gospel. The Antioch church not ask the sinners to become holy before receiving the gospel. Maybe it's not your case, but in our country, sometimes we are thinking the people, in order to be part in our holy community, assembly, congregation, they need to become holy. Not totally, but a little bit more. We don't want to have too much connection with sinners. We're afraid by sinners. And one time I told my church, if God will bring many sinners in the church, I think we don't know what to do with them. We're scared. Maybe some of the people left the church. I cannot support the sinners. They smell bad. They do bad things. Why they are not prepared for the church? Why they are not come to the church in a proper way? I say, okay, what do you want to say to me? Let's put some rules there. Or let's put a cleaning machine, spiritual cleaning machine, to clean their sins and say, okay, you are welcome now to our congregation. We improve you, but the gospel is not improving. The gospel is changing deep in the life of people. And the Antioch church was an open church. So, okay, welcome in our congregation. We love you, not because we like you, but because God loves you. And God put His love in our hearts, and our hearts resonate the same with God's word, God's love. We love you. They not ask the new believers to integrate into the church programs. but integrate them into the church congregation. Sometimes we say, come out to our church service. We welcome you to the church service. Integration in the congregation is not just integration in the program. We not check just the presence of the church. We are looking to for people that are integrate, connect with the body of Christ. They are not Christian just for Sundays. They are Christian for entire life. From Sunday to Sunday, we proclaim, we live for God. And we connect with the congregation entire week. This is a true integration. This is what God will like to see in our lives. Not just to be present Sunday morning, but maybe to decide, oh, I want to go to the Thursday evening prayer, I think, Wednesday prayer time. I want to serve in the community. I want to do something. This is a true integration. We are relate with the believers, not just with the program. It's more than this type of approach to believers. And in Romania, sometimes we excommunicate, maybe it's a too strong word, the people, they are not coming to the church. Oh, and some people know how to solve the problem. They say, I'm coming. Did you see me this morning? I'm here. Don't touch my life. Don't tell me what to do. Don't ask about my sins. I don't want to be accountable to nobody. I am with everything I have. Don't interfere with my life. Leave me alone. I can be a believer without integration in the community, in the body of Christ. And that is wrong. It's not biblical. The congregation is the congregation, is the body of Christ where we joy together, where we cry together, where we proclaim the gospel, where we celebrate the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. This is the church. And they also not ask the new believers to mature, to become mature, without helping them to grow. The way Barnabas relate to the new planting church was amazing. He was not like an inspector sent from Jerusalem. Okay, how is your church? Looks good. Follow the same pattern like in Jerusalem? No. Barnabas looked to the church, and what he saw was the grace of God. He has a different type of eyes, different type of looking to a church. He saw the grace of God pouring in that congregation, and he appreciated the grace of God because the grace of God enable us to live a life not for ourselves but for His glory. The grace of God will change our life from a selfish one to an open one, welcoming others in our life and in our church. The new believers cannot become mature without helping them. The new believers are not like street kids. Oh, praise the Lord. We have so many people coming to the Lord this year. Welcoming the church. And after that, we are busy with other stuff. No, we are part in the process of maturing, helping people to become mature in Jesus Christ. And this is what Barnabas done in Antioch. He felt limited, but he had a great idea. I will go and find Saul. The Saul, the persecutor, who Lord changed him. And he went to find Saul, Paul, brought in Antioch. And with Barnabas and others, they worked for build up this congregation. The last thing I want to mention, a disciple-making church, missional-oriented and missional in action. Second, a disciple-making church is a church where the new believers are accepted, helped, and integrate into the assembly. A disciple-making church, it's a church where devoted and competent leaders teach the church with consistency, and they are ready, the church is ready to learn from the Word of God. A disciple-making church is where devoted and competent leaders teach the church with consistency in the Word of God. A church matures when competent leaders teach the Word. There's no shortcuts for maturity. We cannot just listen to the news and become holy people. We need to listen God's Word. We need to become deep in His will. And the maturity, it's defined, determined by my heart open to His Word. If the teacher is the teaching is essential in maturity, this means we need to give place in our service, in our life. And the teachers are very important. Learning the Word of God is very important. Only when we do disciples, we fully identify with Christ. And look here to the end of this passage. Here it's the word Christians for the first time. After Dr. Luke tell this story about Antioch Church, his conclusion, based on the facts he searched, was they are Christians. Are the disciples Christians? It's a difference between disciples and Christians? Based on this text, no. It's Christian. It's a disciple. It's a follower of Jesus Christ. And the Greek term used, here, Christianos, literally mean of Christ, of belonging to Christ, refer to the Christ followers. The community began to be known as a distinct movement from Judaism, and they called this movement Christians, followers of Christ. It's a joy, honor to be followers of Christ. I'm so happy. We don't need different names. We are Christians. Because Christ is in us. Because we follow the Jesus Christ until to the end. I'm praying for me, for churches, for you. God gave us strength, wisdom to embrace the Great Commission, not just in our statements, but in our strategy, action, in our life. And if we do this, God will be glorified through our congregation. May God bless you and give you everything He thinks you need for accomplish, fulfill this command. Not just one by one, but as a body of Christ. God bless you. Amen.